investments that can shape world affairs. I'm David Brancaccio in New York, starting with the history of leveraging investment decisions to serve a cause. At Columbia University, there's news overnight that pro-Palestinian student protesters have taken over a campus building and put up barricades. At Columbia and other campuses, students have been pushing for colleges and universities to sell off investments in Israeli companies or companies they say profit from the Israel-Hamas war. The tactic has a long history, including more than 50 years ago, pressure for divestment in apartheid South Africa. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Back in the 70s and 80s, lots of college students demanded their universities cut ties with any company that did business in South Africa.
The idea of a global disinvestment movement was to make it impossible for South Africa to function.
Sociologist David S. Meyer is author of the book How Social Movements Sometimes Matter. He says divestment caught on because it was something tangible that students could ask for.
You gave people who were very, very, very distant from the conflict in South Africa something to do that connected with their lives.
The student protests spilled over to trade unions and religious groups, says Maddie Christine Webb, a social and political historian at Yale.
It wasn't just limited to university campuses. It very much drew in the local community.
The student protests were also part of a larger cultural movement, including musicians, who said they were boycotting playing in the South African resort Sun City, and put that into a song. Despite the pressure, the whole effort to end apartheid took place over decades, not months. Sociologist David S. Meyer points out social movements often take a long time. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.
By the end of this decade, all cars and light trucks must have automatic emergency braking and collision warning. Many do already, but some systems are subpar. The new federal regulation is expected to save hundreds of lives each year. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The Transportation Department's new regulations will make automatic emergency braking and forward collision warning systems universally available in all new vehicles starting in September 2029. The rules will also set common standards for those systems. Right now, they can vary greatly by vehicle, even though almost all new vehicles do have the safety features. For example, there can be different speed limitations, and not all cars can brake for pedestrians, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Under the new rules, vehicles will have to be able to automatically brake at much higher speeds than most currently can, and they'll have to stop for pedestrians too. The Transportation Department said in its testing of 17 current models, only one met all the upcoming standards. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
America's central bankers start a meeting today with a verdict tomorrow on interest rates. Inflation is off the boil, but has not fallen as quickly as hoped, suggesting no interest rate cut tomorrow. And real people here in the real world remain unhappy about prices. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
We all have our gut feelings about inflation based not on the government's official tallies, but on sort of a basket of our favorite goods and services whose prices we follow closely. A gallon of gas, stuff in our grocery carts.
There's certain kinds of cheese or a quart of blueberries that is my go-to reference.
Brett House teaches economics at Columbia University. He says he uses the cheese and blueberry prices as a kind of North Star to track how inflation is hitting his wallet. Now, the federal government has two North Stars for inflation, the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, and the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, or PCE. Each has its own basket tracking the prices of certain goods and services. They give more weight to some items in the basket than others, and the baskets may or may not include your own personal North Star prices.
No sample survey index is entirely accurate. They don't capture every price
or every consumer's experience. You might feel like inflation is much hotter than the CPI and PCE if you're spending most of your paycheck on high-priced stuff, like rent on a new apartment.
I kind of knew from my job that rents were elevated.
That's Justin Widener. His job? An economist at Deutsche Bank in New York. He just moved into a one-bedroom. He's paying about $3,300 a month. Widner says if you're apartment or house hunting, eat out a couple of times a week, or have kids in daycare, you probably think the CPI and PCE are too low.
There is some sense in which they are wrong relative to the average person.
But Widner says the inflation indexes aren't meant to be one size fits all. They're supposed to represent the experience of a typical consumer. So the PCE and CPI aren't exactly wrong, but that doesn't mean they can't be improved. Alison Schrager is an economist and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She points out it takes a while for new products to be included in the baskets.
Not initially, usually not until it's like widely adopted.
And Schrager says the CPI and PCE generally don't directly include borrowing costs. She says it might be time to add them in, since it looks like interest rates will be higher for longer. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And the phrase public option typically refers to a state that offers basic backup health insurance coverage. It can also refer to other projects where governments set up systems to deal with market failures. There's word California is going to offer 40% off Narcan, the drug to reverse opioid overdoses. It's partnering with Amneal, a New Jersey company that makes naloxone. The state will buy more than 3 million packs a year and give some free to first responders, local governments, and community organizations. Businesses, including bars and restaurants, can get the life-saving medicine at a discounted price, but they cannot resell at a profit. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.